Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe has issued a proclamation designating October 20th as University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture Day. To learn more about the University of Arkansas Fayetteville celebration, visit aaes.york.edu.
So when Steve was a little boy, he said, "Daddy, what do you do for work?" And Pops,
he took out a little piece of paper and he wrote S-P-Y.
My dad's a spy.
On the Next Snap Judgment from PRX and NPR, we go deep undercover. Storytelling with a beat. Do not miss it.
Snap Judgment, Saturday afternoon at 1 on KUAF 91.3 FM.
This is Ozarks at Large. John Bozeman was elected to the Senate in 2010 after serving for nearly a decade in the House of Representatives. On a recent swing through the state capitol, Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net sat down with Senator Bozeman and discussed a variety of different policy issues important to Arkansas commerce. Roby asked Senator Bozeman a number of questions submitted by TalkBusiness listeners.
Another question that we got a couple of questions on centers around the farm bill, which has been left unresolved since Congress recessed. What's the holdup in getting a farm bill passed? When will it finally get done? What are some key provisions in the farm bill for Arkansas in terms of what you think needs to be in there? And I guess in the committee meeting, they'll have to hammer out all these details, I guess, after the election.
Yeah, the farm bill is so important, not only to Arkansas, but to the country. We forget, you know, in Arkansas, this is probably the leading economy producer, you know, that we have in the state. And you go to a state like California and you think Silicon Valley and all of that, but agriculture is the leading thing in the state of California. So again, it's so important that we get this thing done. This is not about Democrats and Republicans and, you know, disagreements with that. It's about regional agriculture. Here we have southern agriculture that irrigates a lot. They're not too concerned about getting a crop because when you put the water and the fertilizer to it, things grow. They can control that. What they worry about is during the growth period is that their input costs go up dramatically and perhaps the price fails, and so regular crop insurance doesn't work for them. Crop insurance works for the eyes, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, you know, places like that. So they've got different concerns, and then you've got the wheat growers out west. The key is to mold all of that together. And I think at the end of the day, Frank Lucas and the committee chairman in the House and the committee chairman in the Senate, Senator Stabenow, will get that resolved. The other component is trying to reform the food stamp program. And we think of the farm bill in terms of, you know, of all of this money going to farmers. The reality is only of a $1 trillion bill over 10 years, only $200 million goes to farmers, $800 million, the vast majority, goes to the food stamp program. In the Senate, we were only able to cut that $4 billion of the $800 billion, you know, which is not a substantial cut. Mm-hmm. And don't misunderstand, I'm not saying that we need to cut to people that actually need, you know, but there is vast room for improvement in the program. It needs to be reworked, and we could save a lot of money and help those in need, okay? So that's really the sticking point, is how do you get enough votes, conservative votes, that will vote for a farm bill that where you have real reform in the food stamp program, which definitely needs to be done, and then how do you do that without knocking off all the liberal votes? And so you've got that and then the commodity aspect. But at the end of the day, and I'm not really quite sure how, at the end of the day, we're going to get it done this year. And it is vital to the state of Arkansas. It's vital to our farmers. The other thing is, and this is so important, this is one of the things that's putting a wet blanket on the economy. I was with a young farmer the other day. He wants to buy a tractor. He can't do that because he doesn't know what the rules are going to be for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. As a result, he's not going to take out a loan. He's not going to, you know, buy that tractor, so the implement dealer will not be able to make a profit, and then in a small community in Arkansas, plow that in. So there's all kinds of reasons that we need to get this done.
This is from a veteran. I'll have to clean up a little bit of this question here to remove one of the expletives, but ask Senator Bozeman why he voted against a veterans aid bill that he authored.
Well, Rachel Maddow said I authored that.
Okay.
And it was really a crazy deal. What, you know, I've been very active on the Veterans Affairs Committee, you know, for years, in fact, since I was in Congress. And so Congress, Senate, I've been there 11 years. The first bill that we passed in the Senate, first bill we authored was about traumatic brain injury, you know, and helping with that, and got that mixed in with another bill. What happened with this was I had a bill that had to do with veterans coming out of the service, transitioning back into the workforce. Senator Murray took my idea, changed it, put it in her bill, okay, mm-hmm. and then wrote a bill, did that with some others, which is very common. I'm not complaining about that at all. And then essentially wrote a bill and presented it. I in no way authored the bill. I'd never seen the bill, you know, till it came out. And it had some good stuff in there and it had some bad stuff in there. So I felt like we could have cleaned the bill up, you know, in the sense of making some amendments. Senator Reid put it on the floor, and first thing he did was the Office of the Parliamentarian ruled that it wasn't paid for, okay, that it broke the Budget Act. So, you know, what we wanted to do was have the ability to amend it. We could have worked that out, you know, gotten a good pay for. Senator Reid chose not to amend the bill, so I voted against not breaking the budget caps. Again, you can't have $1 trillion deficits year after year. Sends it back to committee, and then we go forward.
Give me some insight here, because I'm not up there every day, and I don't see this behind the scenes. Do you have conversations with Senator Reid, or do you strictly caucus with Republican members and stay kind of in line with that membership and have conversations there?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, it's interesting that the Senate is a very small place, and so you get to know people. The bill that Senator Murray took, that was my bill, it was also Senator Begich's bill. We did it together, okay, that she changed, you know, stuck in her bill. So no, not at all. And the sad thing about this veterans deal is that veterans issues really have been very bipartisan, mm-hmm. you know, through the years. And so this was just a point to try and embarrass Republicans by having to vote against this. What it did was it didn't kill the bill, it just sent it back to committee, so you have to get the pay for straightened out.
Yeah.
The other problem with the bill, the main portion of the bill, we've got to help veterans get back to work, okay? There's no ifs, ands, or buts. What it did was it created a Jobs Corps program, and when you figured it out, each veteran got about $50,000. So the veteran would have a job, you know, working for the federal government, the forest or something, for about a year to a year and a half. Then when the money went away, the job went away, okay? And so we said, well, you know, let's do the job training, but let's make a provision in there. This is how we wanted to amend it. Let's put a provision in there that with attrition, veterans would have first preference. So they could actually, you know, as the government workforce through attrition, retirements and stuff, they would have preference, you know, to fill those jobs in those areas, and then they'd have a real job, you know, that would last forever. Those are the common sense things mm-hmm. that you need to do, rather than some short-sighted deal that just boosts employment so you can brag about it for a year.
Two quick questions. Another kind of state issue kind of came to a head last week was the Americans for Prosperity ad that is on television. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it or not. It basically cites some economic statistics about Arkansas that they could do better. Governor Beebe took great offense to it, I'm sure you've read. You've been an office holder during this tenure. What's your reaction to that controversy?
Well, it's hard. You know, I'm I think my family moved to Fort Smith in 1871. And in fact, I tell people, you know, that's where the U.S. Marshals Museum is going to be built. And they had Descendants Day and all of those kind of things. And they asked me if I was a descendant of the Marshals, and I said, no, my great fear is that they were going to find that I was a descendant of the guys that they were, you know, rounding
up. Putting in jail.
That's right. But no, you know, we can be very, very proud of our state. Certainly, you know, we've got tremendous room for improvement, and we're all committed to doing that. This is a very, very difficult time economically, and, you know, when you have a situation where you have to live within your means, you know, like the state of Arkansas, really does make for some tough choices. On the other hand, I'm a guy that feels like we can run leaner and meaner, and always do a better job, a significantly better job in some areas.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman recently spoke to Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net during a visit to the state capitol. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon Communications store near you or online at vzw.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at cegpartners.com.